Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Mem Amud Bet, in the middle of our discussion about Shemitah. Amari Rabbi Elazar. Ein Shvit Mitchalalat Ela Derech Mekach. The only way you take Shvit, fruit, and make it no longer have Kedushat Shvit is by selling it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chilul. You can also redeem it, Chilul. My Tam Rabbi Elazar, where did you get that from? Dichtiv, Lishnat Yovel Azot, and Yovel, of course, is the Super Shemitah. Immediately after that pasuk, we have a samich levechitim krumim kar. The introduction of kinyan metaltolin is made. So therefore, it's derech mekach. It's sale, velo derech chilul. Rabbi Yochanan my tama dichtiv ki yovel hi kodesh. The yovel is called kodesh. Therefore, ma kodesh ben derech mekach ben derech chilul. With kodshim, whether there's a transaction or a redemption, they become non kodshim. Afshvit ben derech mekach ben derech chilul. Regarded, they don't become fully non-kodshim, it depends on the circumstance, but there is a chilul. Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the juxtaposition? And by the way, Rabbi Yosef Chanina, we have a famous description in Masechet Kiddushin of the cascading defeats that happen to somebody who starts with Mischar, Perot Shvi'it, Vayikama Kashav, Akash, Shvi'it, etc. Perot Shvi'it, Sof Mecher Metal Talav, Et Kelav. Because of that juxtaposition, he'll end up sending his metaltolin. And then the next thing is that he's going to sell his land, and then he's going to sell himself as a slave, etc. Rabbi Elazar, hi, crowd, Rabbi Yochanan, my avilei. So what does Rabbi Elazar do with the word kodesh? My lechad tanya, ki yovel hi kodesh, ma kodesh tofes tamav, hashvit tofes tamah. He reads it similar to Rabbi Yochanan, but not as expansively. He says, just as kodesh has an impact on money, meaning if you swap it for something else, that money takes on the status of kodesh, similar with Shemitah. Now, Tanya Kvetet Rabbi Elazar, Tanya Kvetet Rabbi Yochanan, we have a bright to supporting each position. Tanya Kvetet Rabbi Elazar, Shvit Tofeset at the Mehash, and Amarki, Ovel Hi, Kodesh Ti Yalachem. How does that work? Ma Kodesh Tofeset at the Mehav, Asur, Shvit Tofeset at the Mehav, Ve'asura. So, Shvit is Tofeset Damav, just like Rabbi Elazar inferred from that Pasuk. Ima Kodesh Tofeset at the Mehav, Yatzaluchulav, Shvit Tofeset at the Mehav, Yatzaluchulin. I might think that just like with Kodesh, the animal becomes chulin, or the hektish becomes chulin, and the money becomes kodesh. So same thing with Shemitah. Tamadomar tihya. Therefore, it says yovali kodesh tihya lachem. Pavatayat v'havayatate means it remains as is. So haketzad lakach perot shvi'it basar. Let's say you took perot shvi'it and you sold them to get meat. Eilvei mit barim b'shvi'it. Both of them have a din of kedushat shvi'it and have to be cleaned out of the house at the time of biur. Lakach basar dagim. If you then took that meat and swapped it for fish, yatzah basar nichasu dagim. Now the basar is fine, the dagim have kedushat shvi'it. Lakach b'dagim yayin, then say you took the fish and swapped them for wine, yatzah dagim nichas yayin. Lakach b'yayin shemen, yatzah yayin nichas shemen. And here we go. Haketzad, what's the rule? Acharon achor nichas b'shvi'it. The last thing that you bought takes the role of shvi'it. Ufiyatzwa asur, and the original pre is always asur. I'm going to refer to that as pre Rishon later on. So in Iktan, in Lakach, Alma, Derech Mekach, in Derech Chilulo, in the description of what happens, they use the word Lakach, which means it's when you buy. It doesn't say you were Mechalel, the fish on wine, but rather you swapped and you bought. So it's only transactional that will work. That supports Rabbi Elazar. Tanya Kavater Rabbi Yochanan, Achad Shvi'it v'Achad Ma'aser Sheni Mitchalil al Beimach Chayav V'Of. You could take both Shemitah or Ma'aser Sheni, and that comparison immediately gives us the sense that Chilul works. And the Mitchalel al on animals, on birds, Ben Chayin Ben Shchutin, whether that the animals or birds are alive or Shechted, V'Rameir Achamami al Shchutin Mitchalil al Chayin en Mitchalin, only if they are already dead and properly edible. If they're alive, we don't want you to do that. And then the concern is that you will delay bringing your ma'asrot, as opposed to taking care of everything and be mevayer your shvit right away. Amarava machloket bizcharim. The machloket or meir chachamim is only if the animals that you're being mechalel on are males, because they can't really be megadel adarim. Aval ben nekivot, if you're called shchutin and chalin, achayin and chalin. But if it's females, then, even Rameir agrees, you cannot do it on live ones. Gzera shami gadel behan adarim. In other words, according to Rava, everybody accepts the gzera. The question is, how far do we go? Do we make a double gzera and even apply it to males as a precaution against females? Or do we say, he gufa gzera, We're not going to make a two-step gzera, as it were. Amar Rashi. Now Rashi goes back to the original machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, and says, machloket b'pri yishon, the machloket Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan about redemption of shvit is only pri yishon, the original fruit. Though pri sheni, which is the transacted one, divra kol bein derech lekach bein derech chilu, you could do either way. V'haditani lakach lakach, so in the Brayta, when it used lakach for each one of the steps, and those were pre-sheni, and further, you might call it. It's because of parallel construction. I did tana resha lakach, tana misefa lakach, just uses the same word lakach, but it could have been chilel. Eitav Ravino Ravashi. So Ravino challenges Ravashi. Mi sheish lo sela shel shvit v'kesh dikach bo chalu ketzad yaseh. Let's say you have some shvit money, and you want to buy something with it. What do you do? Yelech eitzel chen v'ani argil. That's slow. You go to the storekeeper that you know. V'meyalo tenli b'sela perot v'notenlo. Here's a sela, give me fruit. You don't give him the sela, but you ask for that amount of perot. And then he gives the gifts, the perot, back to the chenvani. And then the chenvani gives the sela back to him as a gift. And then he can go buy what he wants with it. After all, the sela is a prisheni. He had to do it via transaction. So therefore, you see that even pre-sheni, there is at least an opinion there that you need to transact. So now Ravashi actually had said the opposite. That the machlok of Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar is about pre-sheni. A previous shon, v'akol derech mekach, in derech chilulo, only derech mekach. So now we have to look at the brayta that supported Rabbi Yochanan. Tani, echad shvi'it v'chama asa sheni, may shvi'it, may shvi'it. That when the brayta that said shvi'it and ma'as sheni or mitchalel, either way, what did shvi'it mean? It meant to may shvi'it, money of shvi'it, which is already pre-sheni. It can't mean ma'aser, after all, shvi'it to ma'aser sheni, can't really be ma'aser fruit. You have to take the money and bring it to Yerushalayim. So it must be money of ma'aser, similarly, money of shvi'it. Okay, back to the Mishnah following the laws of the Arba Minim. This is something I mentioned at the beginning of the parak. Originally, as per the Din of the Torah, the lulav was taken in the Mikdash all 7 days, and outside of the Mikdash only on the first day. Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh made a takana after the Mikdash is destroyed that we should shake all 7 days or take it all 7 days as a Zecher LaMikdash. Important to note, there's two different kinds of Zecher LaMikdash. One is a commemoration of what went on in the Mikdash, and the other is an act of remembering the destruction of the Mikdash. So when you leave a part of your house unpainted, or put ashes on the head of a chatan, that's Zecher LaMikdash in the sense of Zecher LaChorban. And here it's Zecher LaMikdash in the sense of Zecher LaTekas HaMikdash, a commemoration of the rituals done in the Mikdash. Okay, B'Sheyeh Yom HaNef Kulo Asur, which I'll explain in a minute when we get to the Gemara about that. Okay, one little note about the Gemara about Lulav. Menalan Davdina Zecher LaMikdash. How do we know that we're supposed to do something to commemorate the Mikdash? Rabbi Yochanan Mar Krai Yumiyahu says, Ki Aleh Ruchalach Makotayich Arpaech Numad Unai Ki Ncha Karulach Tzion Hi Doresh Ein La. Tzion, nobody is seeking you out. Doresh ein la michal debay drisha. That means that you have to seek out Tzion. And you have to seek out Tzion by remembering what happened there if you can do no more. She yom hanef. Here's how the halacha works. The Torah forbids us in the pasuk that's on the page. The Torah forbids us from eating chadash, new grain that sprouted after the omer was brought on the 16th of Nisan until the next omer is brought. No new grains may be eaten before the omer is brought on the 16th. The Torah stipulates that you cannot eat it until ad etzamayim azeh ad yom haviyachem et korban aloichem, which is two different times. One is until this very self-same day, the 16th, and one until the korban is brought. So the majority read of that pasuk is that if there is no korban brought, then sunrise of that day permits chadash. And if there is a korban brought, then when the korban is brought, that we know based on the Mishnah that we're going to see in a moment from the 10th parak of Menachot, was never done later than midday on the 16th, because the Beit Din was very careful to get it done quickly. All right, Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh made a takana that after the korban, when there's no korban, that the entire day of the 16th is asur b'chadash. My Tom was the reason, because Meherai Yibanei Beit HaMikdash. We mentioned several times the perspective of Chachmei Yavne in the generation after the destruction was that the Mikdash is going to be rebuilt very, very soon. It wasn't some eschatological anticipation, but it was a very real sense of rebuilding that would happen. It was only after Beitar that the sense of a long wait kind of set in. Meherai ben amet Mikdash v'yomru ishtakad milo achlin achalnu b'hayar mizrach. We'll rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, and there'll be a Korban, and people out there will say, last year we ate at the first light of the 16th, and then we'll do the same thing now. And what they won't know is that last year, when the sun, when there was no Beit HaMikdash, so it was with sunrise, it was Mutar. Now you need the Korban. So now let's ask the Ivni Eimat, when do we anticipate the Mikdash being built? What date that's going to make this problem? If it's built on the 16th, then as soon as the sun came up, it was already mutar on the 16th. It must have been built on the 15th. So we should be able to eat from midday on. The Mishnah that I mentioned in Menachot, the furthest away that you live, you can still eat from midday on. The Beitin is not lazy, they get the Omer brought right away. So if it was built on the night after the 15th, just before sunset, unclear because it's Yom Tov. He says, no, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was not making a takana, extending the law. He was following Rabbi Yehuda's approach to the pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda says that Minat Torah, if there's no korban, you can't eat all day. Dichtiv ad etzam yom hazeh, ad itzumo shel yom. Meaning until the very self-same day, because savar ad v'ad michlal, but ad is inclusive, which means it's asur all the way to the end of the day. Alright, since when does Rabbi Yochanan accept that position? Famifli poligale. That non, we have a Mishnah, Meshachar Beit HaMikdash, Yitkin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Sheyemanev Kulo Asur. Amarlo Rabbi Yehuda. It's a little difficult because Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai really could not have spoken because of generations, but in any case, Rabbi Yehuda perhaps said this to whoever represented Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, but lo min HaTorah Hu Asur. Min HaTorah you can't eat it. Min HaTorah you can't eat it. Min HaTorah you can't. Which means Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai do not agree. The answer is Rabbi Yehuda with the Katoi. The answer is they do agree. Rabbi Yehuda didn't understand and he misunderstood. Who Savida Baran Kamar? He understood as we understood the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was making a takana, extending the law, Midura Baran. And Velohi Midoraita Kamar. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai actually was just repeating the Torah law. Vahitkin Kamar says Hitkin, which means he made an ordinance. The answer is Mahitkin, Darash Vitkin. Hitkin here doesn't mean he made a takana, it means that he explained the law and established that people should follow the law and publicized it that you may not eat until the end of the day on the 16th per Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up with our final podcast in third parak. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.